So thanks everyone for coming through the slush today to come and begin Lent together as we pray together during this Mass. With all due respect to Deacon John, whose birthday was yesterday, Lent is not my favorite season. In fact, I don't really like Lent all that much because it seems like during Lent, we tend to feel like we have to do all this extra stuff. And as we get a few weeks into it, we either realize we're failing in doing all that extra stuff and sort of beat ourselves up over that, or we're all proud because we're able to do whatever our commitments were. But either way, if Lent is about that stuff we're doing, Lent is about us. And Lent is not meant to be about us. Lent is meant to be about God and creating some time and space in our lives to realize that we need God and we need to grow closer to God and we need to become more like God. And we don't do that on our own, no matter whatever commitments we make, whatever intentions we have, it's not about our doing it ourselves. It's about allowing God to be at work in our hearts. So this evening, I invite us to simply enter into these coming 40 days with the spirit of taking a step back from ourselves and simply allowing God to be at work within us. The one thing we're suggesting as a parish that we do during Lent is to make a commitment to pray for 10 minutes a day with Scripture. To take 10 minutes a day with God. God speaks to us through the Bible, through the Scripture. And that's what we're asking our parish to do, to spend 10 minutes with God and to allow God to speak to us in the Scripture during those 10 minutes. And if we do that, God will be able to be at work in us and we'll realize it's not about me, it's not about us, it's about God. And the ashes we're about to have placed on our foreheads are simply a reminder of that, that on our own, that's where we end up, as ashes again. But with God, everything can be different. And so let's pray as we come forward for ashes, that we have that attitude of heart to let God in and to move aside ourselves.